Conspiracy theories, the original fake news. Was there a woman pope? Are alien bodies frozen at a secret facility in Roswell, New Mexico? Moon landing happened on a soundstage in Los Angeles, not at Tranquility Base, right? If you answered yes to any of those questions, you're like a lot of Americans. This week, our friends at Retro Report remind us of the power of conspiracy theories in the mother of all news events, the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Jennifer Oko is a freelance producer and co-produced this week's Retro Report with Miriam Weintraub.
The whole media landscape is pretty much trafficking in conspiracy theories, right and left. And it's really hard between that and fake news to figure out what's actually happening in the world and what should we believe. Joseph Uzinski talks about this in our piece, that conspiracy theory and conspiracy thinking goes back to the founding of our country.
You can go back a couple hundred years and then you'll see, oh, we're afraid of the Redcoats. And in the 1990s, they're afraid of the black helicopters. There's always someone coming for us.
Part of the way that our brains are structured is that we look for narratives that we make out of facts. We find little facts here and there, and we put them together in such a way that makes sense to us, that helps us understand the world. And that may or may not lead us to the truth.
The idea that Americans are or were or variously are trapped in a bubble of conspiracy or mythology regarding the Kennedy assassination is evident from the CBS Dan Rather investigation that polls the American people.
The CBS News nationwide poll last month indicated that in President Kennedy's case, 68% believe that Oswald was involved with others in the crime. I remind you that the official version is Oswald alone was solely responsible. Only 15% believe that.
The numbers are absolutely amazing.
Yeah. There are different polls depending on which ones you look at, but generally speaking, the majority of Americans still believe there was a cover-up.
Alexandra Zapruder is the granddaughter of Abraham Zapruder, who shot that home film. It was a Super 8, 8mm film of the JFK assassination. What is her view of all this? Because she's close to something tangible. She's not dreaming.
She's not. And actually, she's been in her whole life, willingly or not, dealing with conspiracy theory.
The Warren Commission said that the president was hit in the rear of the head. That basic conflict led people to assume that there was a second shooter. Evidence of a conspiracy that has been covered up by the government.
I didn't know much about the Kennedy assassination beyond, you know, school book learning before I did this. And I just found it so fascinating how little they revealed, how disappointing the Warren Report really felt. And then even since then, how it still feels fishy. I mean, there very well may not have been a conspiracy, and there very well may not have been anyone but Lee Harvey Oswald. But they're acting in such weird ways that it's very hard to feel completely comfortable with whatever it is that the government says.
And the federal government will help when it behaves in such a way. As Robert Goldberg said, if you were looking for evidence of conspiracy or bizarre behaving government, you were going to find it in that era.
Americans do not trust their leaders. I think that Americans do not trust the basic institutions that govern us, whether they're corporations, universities, the judiciary.
The height of the trust in the federal government sort of peaked right before the release of the Warren Commission's report.
Oh, that's so interesting.
And it was soon after. Yeah, I mean, and it's right when you look at it, it's right after that, like about a month after that, it starts to slide. And then it starts to slide really fast. And then you've got all sorts of things. You've got Vietnam, you got Watergate, you got all sorts of things that compound that. So you can't say that the Kennedy assassination is what spurned this complete lack of faith in the government that we have today. But it was certainly a catalyst.
What do you think people's reaction to your piece will be? Will they say, well, she avoided the big deal, that obviously she's part of the conspiracy, she's covering it up? Or or will they view this media story, this media narrative, as, you know, something that helps put everything in context?
I hope people come out of this piece and sort of see what I learned, which was when you combine a growing distrust in the federal government and a feeling like the government isn't revealing things to us, and you combine that with this media environment that we have today, we're in some really uncharted territory, and it's quite scary to me. And I'm not really sure what the answer is, but I think understanding what's going on and trying to parse that out will hopefully help us find that answer.
Jennifer Oko is a freelance producer who co-produced Conspiracy's Grip, part of our Retro Report. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we might get some answers soon on the Kennedy assassination. Later this year, the National Archives are due to release 3,600 files related to the assassination, most of which come from the CIA and FBI. President Trump can decide whether to block their release, a decision he hasn't made, at least not publicly, yet.
This is Catherine in Dallas, Texas. The conspiracy theory I believe in? Well, I believe that aliens walk among us. My proof? My ex-in-laws, because they cannot possibly be of this world.
Well, thank you, Catherine. Aliens, Area 51, JFK, what conspiracy theories do you believe in?
Takoria Jones, Columbia, South Carolina. I believe in aliens because human beings cannot be the most advanced species in the universe.
Aloha, this is Ian from Maui. And the conspiracy theory I believe in is 9/11 was an inside job. And the reason for this is physics. You don't hit a building at the top and have the whole thing come down like a controlled explosion. And also, what about Tower 7? Nothing even got close to that.
New York, New York. I think the British royal family was complicit somehow in the death of Princess Diana. Some of the facts of that night's events were never revealed, and the only surviving witness was surprisingly Mum, pun intended, afterward.
Hi, this is Eric in Chicago, and I believe in the conspiracy theory syllogism. So this is just a bit of classical logic and a little bit of common sense. Premise one, people sometimes plan things in secret. Premise two, sometimes people's plans are successful. So that would lead to the conclusion that sometimes a conspiracy theory will be true.
Anoka, Minnesota says the Roswell crash in Area 51, probability convinces me. Franklin, Florida says none. Show me the facts. Keep the conspiracies coming. 877-8-MY-TAKE, that's our number, and there's much more at thetakeaway.org.
The Takeaway is supported by LegalZoom.com, helping small business owners get started with incorporation, LLCs, DBAs, and nonprofits, while providing ongoing legal advice through its network of independent attorneys. More information available at LegalZoom.com/takeaway. And by Staples, offering copy and print solutions for business materials printed in-store or ordered online, including business cards, presentations, large banners, and posters. More at Staples and Staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.